Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
Back on Downtown, it's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, Eric.
You know what's amazing? That song just took my blood pressure probably down about 10 points. That is so good. Oh, God.
I'm glad I could help with that.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony and company. we're still Californicating this week, but the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm trying to ignore all aspects of everything going on everywhere else. Certainly in New York, partially around here, and of course other places. My gosh, we need some dose of good news. So let's talk wine. Let's talk some fun stuff.
That works.
I hope everybody out there is doing okay, whatever you're dealing with right now. And gosh knows there's so many people dealing with so many things. So if I can help, please head on down to the Bangor Wine Cheese Company, get yourself a hunk of nice cheddar or something, and or listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers or whatever it be, whatever helps you. If anybody wants any animals to snuggle with, I'm happy to give away some of mine. I'm currently housing my in-laws' dog as well as mine. I have far too many cats. I'd even give away a kid at this point.
Wow.
It depends. It might not even be mine. But if it makes you feel better, I'll find one for you. I'm kidding. All right, let's talk California. So today we're going to talk the other California, right? We talked about, and this is going to start to get relevant in talking about the whole sort of new world, and then it's actually, when we start again on the world tour next year, we're definitely going to talk about a lot of this happening in the old world. But what we're talking about is sort of the old world came to the new world, and now the old world has taken over in a much more holistic fashion. What do I mean by that? Well, so when we talk about the old world, basically meaning Western Europe, and then reaching further east, depending on how, obviously the wine culture is old, but certainly the government oversight of said wine culture has been spotty, whereas in parts of Western Europe, it's been a little bit more exact. So they have, these ideas of appellations, of single vineyards, of things like that. Whereas in America, of course, we have the AVA, the American Viticultural Area, which is, they are important in that they are delimited, they are overseen by consortiums that care, and that do set rules and regulations, but they're not, you have to plant this or you have to do this. They're much more sort of, we view this particular area as particularly good to fruit on the vine. So after California exploded in the late 70s, early 80s, it quickly became a product unto its own. It became, I drink wine from California, not so much for nationalistic reasons, but because they were very good at marketing themselves. And, of course, as I mentioned, Robert Mondavi was one of the first people who started putting varietal names on the front so that Americans who felt dumb by nature if they didn't understand the European way of thinking were like, oh, cool, I like a big red wine, and this one says Cabernet Sauvignon. So we came to say that I wanted a California Cab or a Napa Cab or a Merlot, of course, or a Chardonnay. So what happened after that is that there was a whole swath of people that came in that said, well, I'm not really particularly interested in making Cab or Merlot per se. I'd like to see how Sangiovese does. I'd like to see how some of these Rhone varietals do. Of course, Rhone varietals, southern French varietals that sort of extend into the coast of Spain there, they're more designed for, these sort of warm with cool nights, maybe some oceanic influence. So you had a bunch of folks come in who are doing different stuff, right? Stuff that you like, oh, a California Grenache? Well, yeah. Specifically, the people who were doing that are known as the Roan Rangers. This is an actual organization, and it's obviously dedicated to Roan varietals. So you're talking Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre, Marsan Roussan, things like that. And the deal is that 75% of the winery's product must contain a Roan variety, and you can do whatever else you like. And that is a thing. There's other people who are very interested in the Italian-style wines, right? So I did mention Sangiovese, but there's a lot of people who like to make what I sort of call faux super Tuscans, right? So wine styled that have some Sangiovese and some Cab, or some Sangiovese and Merlot, or things like that. You also have quasi-Bordeaux, the most famous in my mind being Francis Ford Coppola's Claret. If you've ever seen, it's a black bottle with that gold lacing on the outside, designed after, you know, the Claret itself is a British term denoting Bordeaux. So you've got people that kind of went out there and were like, okay, we're going to try some other stuff going on out there. And what then started to happen and is happening now, and I think it's kind of cool, is that there's sort of the rise of the anti-wine anti-hero, if you will. My example is Sean Thackeray, but there's others. Sean just passed a couple of years ago, actually. But this idea that there is no terroir. You're going to find a piece of property, whether it's in a AVA or over, you know, in Europe in an Appalachian, but you're going to find land that you think is applicable. You're going to grow whatever grape you like there, and you're going to see how it is. And if it's good, well done. And if it's not good, that's on you. But it's not that it's from any one particular place. It's that you're making good wine where you're making good wine. And furthermore, there is no, you have to grow Cab here. You have to grow Pinot here. It's whatever you want. Again, as long, and sort of, it's very American, right? Like, do whatever you do, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, scrap until you make it, and there it is. And if you make it, you make it, and if you don't, you don't. The other thing that's happening, obviously, is that you're starting to see this rise of the super old world, people wanting natural wines, right? So orange wines, which are essentially white wines that have skin contact, wines made in amphora, wines made with wild yeast or native yeasts, all sorts of things like that. And then you're also seeing this idea towards lower alcohol wine. And if I may be so bold, there's some low alcohol wines out there that are like chemically low alcohol. They do removal things. But the idea of lower alcohol quaffable wines is nothing new. Look at your Vino Verdes, things like that. So you're seeing a lot of that coming out of California now too, is that there's so much good land for this sort of thing, this viticulture, if you will, and that people are saying, let's go for it. Let's try to, you know, pluck as much as we can out of it. So that's sort of the culmination of California. We're going to stick in North America for a little bit, but it being already mid-October, I'm going to try and hurry through the idea of the New World. So we'll probably do North America, maybe delve into South America and the whole of the Americas and what's going on here. But we'll see. You know, the world's my oyster, and I intend to enjoy it. In the meantime, everybody take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Hope things start looking up for all of us.
Hey, you know what? I got soccer practice, and if things don't look up, I'm just going to make them run.
There you go, right there. That's perfect. Thank you, Eric. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every week here on Downtown.